The question was asked, are the men of the great assembly severed completely from prophecy? And the answer is no. Part of the men of the great assembly, some of the members were prophets. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the last three prophets, were on the board of the men of the great assembly. And why that was necessary is a broader discussion about some of the institutions, such as making a unified prayer that would be eternal, and that would have to address the needs of every Jew in every country, under every circumstance, everyone saying Shmoneh Esrei. So that required a greater heavenly insight into the formulation of the verbiage and the structure of the prayer. And so there it was necessary to have men of prophetic vision. But at the end of the day, the men of the great assembly functioned from a halachic capacity. When you're writing up a prayer, so there, it's not so much the halachic questions as much as the capacity of understanding how to beseech our Creator. So there, the prophets, when it comes to the wording of the prayer, the format of the prayer, there the prophets were necessary. So there wasn't a complete delineation, prophecy versus men of the great assembly. Now, the prophets were also part of the men of the great assembly. When they played the role of men of the great assembly, they were not speaking in the name of prophecy. They had a vote like every other member. When there was a question of what institution to make, their vote counted like anyone else's. When they were needed for their prophetic vision, so there they were accessed.
And so to say that halal